With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Mark Brown. You should have that extra blanket on the bed again for Thursday night. A frost advisory from Environment Canada remains in effect for Windsor, Essex, and Chatham-Kent. If you've done some planning already, you may want to cover them up to reduce any risk of damage the frost may cause. The subject of a Canada-wide warrant with Windsor connections has officially been brought back. As WindsorNewsToday.ca first reported earlier this week, Nicholas McCullough was wanted in connection with a violent East End home invasion last month. He was arrested in London, and before going on the run, was serving a sentence for a 2015 shooting near a downtown nightclub. Honda has announced the largest electric vehicle investment to date in Canada. $15 billion will go toward four plants at the Alliston compound. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau was on hand for the announcement. He says Canada's business climate helps make announcements like that a reality.
Honda is making Canadian automotive history. With this announcement, we will be investing to create Canada's first comprehensive electric vehicle supply chain from start to finish.
The entire operation has a target completion date of 2028. A Chatham tattoo artist is going to jail for sexual assault. The 33-year-old was sentenced Thursday to a total of 4 months after being convicted in December of two counts of sexual assault. Three women had claimed that they were abused at tattoo parlors in Chatham and Ridgetown between 2018 and 2021. The sexual assault conviction of a disgraced Hollywood heavyweight has been overturned. Fox News reports that in a stunning reversal, a New York State appeals court has ordered a new trial for Harvey Weinstein. The decision was based on the original trial judge allowing prosecutors to call women connected to Weinstein, although those women did not pertain to those particular charges. Efforts to protect at-risk snakes on Pelee Island are getting a boost. Ontario Nature has announced a commitment to protecting snake habitats through at least 2026 on the island, including the Stone Road Alvar Nature Reserve. Stone Road Alvar is a 103-acre piece of land jointly managed by IRCA and the Nature Conservancy of Canada. Bob Cole, the longtime lead play-by-play announcer on CBC's Hockey Night in Canada, has died. Cole died Wednesday night in St. John's, Newfoundland at the age of 90. He called hockey games for over five decades, including many memorable moments. One such call was Paul Henderson's dramatic goal in the 1972 Summit Series between Canada and the Soviet Union. It's draft day in Detroit. Thousands of people have worked their way downtown for round one, which is set to begin Thursday night at 8 at the massive stage at Cadillac Square. The NFL draft experience is also open at Hart Plaza. For complete information about getting around Detroit if you're attending, visit our guide at WindsorNewsToday.ca. In sports, the Blue Jays were playing the Royals in Kansas City Thursday afternoon. The Tigers had the day off. The Stanley Cup playoffs continue Thursday with a pair of game threes. Florida takes a 2-0 lead to Tampa Bay, and the Islanders host the Hurricanes. In the NBA playoffs, there are 3 game threes, with Cleveland visiting Orlando, the Knicks at the 76ers, and the Nuggets meeting the Lakers. Thursday night's weather, clear with patchy frost down to +1, sunshine Friday up to 19, windy and 12 Friday night with showers developing. I'm Mark Brown. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.